You're with SBS Radio.
Let's talk about how beauty products can help, but not only your skin to look better, but also by empowering women, creating employment opportunities in Grote Island in the Northern Territory. Using the knowledge of their ancestors, the women at Bush Medicina create beauty products. The Bush Medicina Shed is a safe space for women to meet and share stories and culture. On NITV Radio, we are joined by Jasmine Hastings, Leadership and Values Officer. Thank you so much for joining us on NITV Radio, Jasmine.
Thank you. Thank you. It's a pleasure to be speaking to you today.
What actually is Bush Medicina?
Bush Medicina is an indigenous-owned and operated business, social enterprise. It's made up of an all-female indigenous, 100% female indigenous board. We employ 9 indigenous local ladies, and we employ 8 indigenous, non-indigenous ladies as well, who help us to make this business and make our dream come alive.
And what is your dream?
Bush Medicina's dream is to be 100% self-sustainable, so that we don't have to rely on funding to continue our business. And our dream is to expand globally. Can continue coming back into the community so that we're able to deliver our programs across the community to empower women and young girls.
I found interesting, I read on your page that Bush Medicina was always there, that you are using recipes passed down by your grandmothers and mothers and aunties. And I was really interested, so what are these products that were used traditionally in your country?
Yeah, so basically it's always been there. The Bush medicine plants have always been there. Our recipes have always been there. We've just put our little twist on it with using a bit of modern, products as well. And that's only just using, doing other essential oils. But, so some of the Bush medicine plants we use are the small-leaf paperbark, the broad-leaf wattle tree leaf, the sandalwood tree, the leaf, the wild peach, and it's the bark that we use off that tree, and the astromyrtus liniment tree leaves. And from those, that's just a few of the bush medicine plants that we use. We create our body balm, we've got our lip balm, we've got our soap, we've got hair care products, hair oil. And we've also got a few others we're creating a few more this year, new products coming online this year as well.
And how does it look like? I've read that you have like a shed, which is a safe space for women to meet and share stories and culture. So do you all create together? Do you all make these products together?
Yeah. So we, our ladies come to work 4 days a week from 8:30 to 2:30. And yeah, this is where we make all our products. We've got basically our setup has only got 4 containers, shipping containers that have been converted into offices and production room. And we've got a storage facility. We've got a kitchen. So yeah, it's just very small at this stage. We come here and the ladies, do their thing, make these beautiful products. That we enjoy each other's companies. The ladies are able to feel, they can be themselves. They can, share their stories with each other, the good and the bad. Just a safe space where they can just, get together and make some beautiful products.
I've read on your webpage as well that life is not really easy, especially for women in Grote Island. What are you facing there? What's happening? What's the situation?
There's a lot of complex issues here on road, but, you know, there are also similar issues that Indigenous people are facing, you know, across Australia. So, yeah, same issues. But, yeah, things can be very tough for the ladies. They have to be so strong to support their families, and not just their immediate families, but their wider families across the communities. And it's nice to have a place where they can just go and, you know, have time out for themselves and, you know, chat with other ladies. As for the issues in the community, I think our biggest worry is our youth and their education.
And so by supporting the women, you are trying to also support the youth and give them a way to...
Yeah, so through Bujumbura, we've got a range of projects. We've got our women's wellness program. We've got our Groot Island and Millyapura Strong Women Group forums. We have workshops with the schools across the island. We have workshops with other organisations. Yeah, so we, you know, do a little bit here and there. We've got young girls that come over from the schools for work experience as well. They do some programs with us here. And the ladies here are seen as, good, positive role models for them.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for sharing your story with NITV Radio.
You're welcome. It's been a pleasure.
So that was Jasmine Hastings talking to us about Bush Medicina. Thank you.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.